Robin, mm-hmm. spring begins today. And I have to ask you, when I say spring, do you think onions?
That's exactly what I think. No. Well, actually, you know what?
I am
the first sign of spring. I am a robin. But I think of onion grass where my sister is in Pennsylvania. Oh. It perfumes the air. It comes up pretty soon and it's just wonderful. So I guess I do.
Well, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been thinking about onions as well as leeks and shallots and chives, and she's got some new recipes. Hi, Kathy. Happy spring.
Hello. Don't forget chives, the very first sign of spring in so many gardens.
Yeah.
Little, beautiful, bright green popping up.
It smells so beautiful. Well, first of all, tick through some of the most common members of the onion family.
Well, I mentioned chives. They are, the onion family are alliums. Leeks are like large scallions, sweet, tender. Red onions have that gorgeous red purple and a spicy, assertive flavor. Very good for pickling. There's scallions, shallots, white onions, yellow onions. You name it. Way more than you would even guess.
Well, let's look at your recipes, Kathy. Start with red onion, rosemary, parmesan, pistachio, pizza.
Yeah. Sounds like an unusual combination, but it is so good. I got inspired at Pizzeria Bianco in Los Angeles, where Chef Chris Bianco, who makes brilliant pizza, he put red onions. They were almost creamy and crunchy, salted pistachios on top, and then I sprinkled cheese on, and then this is a genius tip. I add a touch of cold water so that when the cheese melts on the pizza dough, it almost becomes like a cream sauce.
Ooh.
It's very, very great tip, very simple, but this is a wonderful combination. And the red onions really come through with their assertive but also sweet flavor, and rosemary, parm, and pistachio. And you can use store-bought pizza dough, no problem.
Yay. Hey, quick question. How do you cut onions without crying? There's all sorts of techniques. What do you do?
I do cry. I cry quite a bit. I actually am one of those people that looks so ridiculous that wears goggles. There are goggles made just for, I'm not kidding. I mean, some people say run cold water.
I do
wash
that.
Wash your hands quite a bit. I do all of it. And I still cry. When my kids were little, they would walk in and say, "What's wrong, Mommy?" And I'd be like, "Onions."
Well, so goggles. Okay. We'll look for those.
And while we've got the goggles on, Kathy, leeks for a vinaigrette. I don't find leeks make me cry as much, but I love the fact that you put them in a vinaigrette.
Yeah, they don't make you cry as much. They're very elegant. They're a very subtle onion flavor. And leeks vinaigrette is a classic French dish. I steam them in salted water, dry them, and then I make a kind of marinade, a dressing with parsley, chives, and capers. Beautiful, bright green flavors, springtime, with a loaf of warm, crusty bread. Wait till you see the photo. It's very beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Well, you know, as we're mentioning leeks, can you just interchange? I know I've been, in a supermarket aisle trying to Google, can I use leeks instead of shallots? Can you just interchange?
In most cases, yes. I think leeks are fairly unique. You could do this with scallions, particularly the fatter, thicker ones. But in general, yellow onions and white onions and red onions are interchangeable. But a leek is kind of its own beautiful, elegant allium.
Okay.
We will respect the leek. But
thank
Kathy,
you.
I want to know about your 6 onion braised chicken with chives. What are the 6
yes.
onions?
I use, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Leeks, scallions, ready. Shallots, yellow onion, garlic, and fresh spring chives. And this is quite simple. You brown chicken thighs, and then you saute all these beautiful onions, pour them on top of the lightly browned chicken, put some white wine in and fresh chives, pop it in the oven, and magic happens. The onions get very soft and sweet, and they just create this beautiful flavor base for simple chicken. This is a great, Tuesday night dinner.
And it's reminding me, I do love onions. And this time of year, I do love onion soups. And it's just so easy to just take onions that are about to go. I mean, just give us a quick primer on that.
Well, I mean, when they're about to go is pretty vague. If they're sprouting new scallion
trees.
Tops, yeah, and if they're soft and mushy and they stink, no, they've gone too far. When you're shopping for onions, they should feel heavy, no bruises, no super strong onion scent, but they should be firm and tight and always keep them in a cool, dark spot. But scallions and chives are the exception. They generally are happier in a refrigerator.
Okay, but you can, like, just make a soup. Or, you know, all this stuff is, there's so many things to do with it. Yeah.
When they're soft and they haven't fully gone to rot, they are wonderful to use and to throw into stocks.
Sure. Okay.
And as always, we will have all Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, I am starving. Thank you as always.
Nice to talk to you.